It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. My name's Pete Hartman. We're alongside Sim Barrow in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio this morning. Sim is Communications and Development Coordinator for a group known as Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. Sim, thanks for coming up.
My pleasure. Happy to be here. I've been with the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust for a little over a year and a half. And the Land Trust was founded in 2003 by a group of community leaders that saw the need in the face of the rapid growth in Northwest Arkansas to ensure that we would have natural areas all over the region for people and wildlife to benefit.
So I'm guessing working closely with regional cities, administrations, things like that?
Absolutely. You know, partnerships are really the bread and butter of how we do our work. We rely not only on municipalities like cities of Springdale and Fayetteville, Bentonville and Rogers, but also with other local conservation nonprofits like watershed conservation nonprofits and other environmental nonprofits. But we really have a unique niche as the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. Our focus is private land conservation. So we work with conservation-minded landowners that seek to protect their land forever. We do that through a wide variety of options, mostly through conservation easements and fee simple land donations.
These landowners actually donate, make an easement of this property, and then do you guys actually upkeep it?
We do. Huh. In the cases of a conservation easement, our job is to monitor the property and steward that land. Wow. The landowner maintains the ownership of the property in that case. And so we don't do as much of the stewardship work and like we do with a nature preserve.
Okay.
A good example of that is Wilson Springs Preserve. That's a property that we do own. It's 121 acres right in the middle of Fayetteville. It's right behind Sam's Club, actually. Okay. And we received that land back in 2010. It's a wet prairie remnant, which means that it's highly valuable for its conservation value, contributes to water quality in the Illinois River watershed. And we've been acting there over the last few years, restoring the habitat back to its wet prairie state. And it's really exciting to see how wildlife, the birds and the insects and the plants are benefiting from the restoration that we're doing there. And we're really excited to announce that we're doing some public access planning on the property.
Okay.
So that way the community can enjoy the benefits of being out there and connecting with nature and that really unique property.
Sim Barrow talking to us about the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. If you'd like more information, go online, nwalandtrust.org. It's the Community Spotlight, where local matters.